Day right there. Phone call is coming up, but we are joined by a safety for the Packers. Not only a safety, but a safety coming off a career year. He had a career high 93 tackles last season, two INTs, six passes defensed. One of three safeties in the NFL with multiple INTs and 70-plus tackles in each of the last four seasons. 142nd pick overall in 2015 out of Penn State. Co-owner of Branded Bespoke. And the Packers are going to open up against Minnesota on September 11th. It's coming pretty quickly. Adrian Amos is my guest. Adrian, good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Good. Good to have you back. All right, so you're getting ready to enter your eighth season, which is a pretty big number, right? Not only that, but as I mentioned off the top, you're coming off the best season of your career. You and I have talked in the past that playing this long is not luck, it's work, it's skill. How much pride is there in getting to this point and still playing and staying at an elite level?
Never be as satisfied. It's a lot of blessings come involved, is involved in that as well. But it's just a work year in and year out, staying in shape, doing the right things. I've come up with a training regimen during the off season with my guy PJ, and we just been sticking to it, and then taking care of my body during the season. So it's just a level of trying to be consistent day in and day out.
So what's that off-season workout look like? Like, I don't expect you to share every intimate detail of it, but generally, what are the types of things that you're working on in the off-season to make sure you're ready for the season?
A lot of things are specific to me, to what I have to do. I know early on, just working on running, form, technique, a lot of things, staying explosive, but also staying in shape, getting that cardio. I do different stuff to, continue my cardio as far as I'm not a big, run laps guy. So I do stuff like boxing and things like that on cardio days to get that wind up. But just other stuff, working on my performance, the things that I need specifically to be ready for camp and to last the season.
I get that. One more thought about that. When the season ends, how much time do you give yourself? I mean, will you shut it down and do almost nothing at all for a period of time? And if so, how long?
No, I consider myself a fat boy, so like I can't take off too long because I feel like I gain too much weight too fast, and they'll put me at backer or something. So after the season, I won't do as much, so I'm not lifting heavy or nothing like that. But I still stay a little bit of cardio and stuff like that, early on. So the only time I'm not doing, you could say nothing, but like stretching and stuff is like, a week. Maybe or two, a week or two, I give my body a rest as far as like anything, but then I got to get back to at least doing something. I take at least a month or two off from actually like lifting and putting, a lot on my joints.
Dude, I love what you just said, especially that first part that you consider yourself a fat boy, because I consider myself a fat boy too. Explain this to me, man. Why is it so hard to take it off, but it comes back on so fast and so easy? What is that?
I don't know. I think it's genetics kind of, because I have a sister and brother that can eat everything and wake up in the morning and gain no weight. Like, my younger sister anything, and she got a six pack. So it's like, man, I think that's just how you made me. If I eat, I'm going to gain weight fast. You might not be able to see it as much, but that scale going to definitely tell you.
Hey, and the scale does not lie either. Adrian Amos is joining us now. I feel you. All right, so earlier this offseason, you invited your DB teammates to work out with you in Baltimore. We see quarterbacks do that all the time. What was your thinking behind that, and then how did that go?
When COVID happened, it made me, start thinking about having training stuff at my house. So I started building. I built a little field, and then later on, I got a weight room built in my backyard. So I have that stuff, and then I wanted guys to just come out during the summer, get some training sessions in, and then they came to my camp. I thought, the camp I throw in every year. So at the end of the week, they helped me with the kids. We got about 150 kids signed up and did the annual smash camp.
I like that, too. Adrian Amos is joining us. Always good to get back. So ESPN does a poll earlier this summer. They ranked the top 10 safeties. You don't make the list. I know you saw that. What was your reaction to the list? Did that sort of aggravate you that you don't get that level of respect, at least there, or do you ignore something like that?
You obviously see it, and you want to be respected, but I don't take it as, that it's not fair or anything like that. I take it as in I just have to do more. You know, I have to get my name out. I have to have that, you know, multiple pick season, that, you know, that breakout year still, and I'm just still working. But I feel respected in my locker room by my peers, by my coaches, and things like that. So by my family. So I'm not too worried about it. It doesn't make me down or anything. It's just, you know, I got to work and to get noticed even more.
Hey, listen, it's a really classy response, because I'm going to pick you up and then flip it on its head. I think the people who know. The people who know, yeah, know, because the folks at PFF hold you in very high regard. They refer to you as, quote, one of the most underrated players in the game, and has a real argument to be seen as the league's best safety, end of quote. So what's it mean to hear that, and do you feel like you've got a game that can only truly be appreciated by people who actually study the game?
I guess you could say, because if you just look at, you know, just raw stats, I haven't had that 6 interception year or something like that. So it's hard to, you know, compute it by that. But, you know, play by play, I feel like I'm pretty consistent. And but yeah, it's good to hear, you know, when people do appreciate what you do, and by any metric, whether you like it or not, by any metric, if you have me up there in good company with, you know, other good players, that's always an honor. But yeah, like I said, when you don't make as many you know, have as much flashy stats and things like that, and you have to actually watch the film to see what I can do. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be that, you know, that polarizing. You'll have people say, what, he's top 10? And then you'll have people say, no question, he's top 10. So, you know, I have to just go by what I believe in myself and, you know, prove it every year.
Well, the guys around you know. Adrian Amos is joining us. The guys around you know. Think about that. You have at safety a guy that you've played with for quite some time in Darnell Savage. You've only missed 3 games since 2019. You haven't missed a game since joining the Packers. He's only missed 3 games since 2019. So you guys know each other real well. And then you combine that with Jaire Alexander, Eric Stokes, Rasul Douglas at corner. Could you make an argument that this is, in fact, then the best secondary in the NFL?
For sure. You can always make, you know, you can make the argument, but we have to do it each and every game. You know, I'm a big, like, all right, we got it on paper, now let's go prove it. You know, because, like I said, what can you prove that you can do? You know what I'm saying? By stats, by what we're actually doing, the teams. If we have the ability to be consistent enough to, you know, do that throughout the entire season, I feel like we can be.
Adrian, you've spent some time in punt coverage this offseason. I'm curious, what's that been like for you? Is that something you're into, or are you just doing whatever the team needs you to do to make the team better?
For sure. You know, we got to do whatever, you know, the team needs. We know how important special teams is, and, you know, how it comes up in crucial situations. And, you know, we got to do it. I mean, in Chicago, my first 4 years, I had to play a lot of special teams as well, too, you know what I'm saying, along with playing my role on defense. And I'm used to, you know, I'm used to special teams. So I think it's great that the entire, you know, the entire team, you know, is invested in what we're doing on special teams now. And, you know, that can make us that much better come season time.
You know, it's been 19 months since David Bakhtiari tore his ACL, and he's had at least 3 knee procedures. He said yesterday, quote, it's a nightmare. My nightmare that I have to live, and I don't know how many days it's been, but I'm just excited to wake up one day. End of quote. Like, you understand this is part of the business. You know injuries are a part of the game, but how tough is it to see a teammate go through something like this and hear him talk about it like that?
Yeah, man, it's tough. You know, coming to football, you know, it's a tough game. You know, and things happen sometimes, but, you know, we're excited to have him back. He's a whenever he gets back, you know, we got a couple guys like that are, you know, that have been out that we're excited to get back and make our team, you know, complete. You always want to have, you know, all your top players out there, but, you know, hopefully, you know, everything comes around and he's in better spirits and we can get going.
Listen, I know you're a huge basketball fan. As one pro athlete, one competitor watching another, what did you think and see as you were watching Steph Curry rip another chip this year?
Man, you know, in my opinion, I've been saying for the past couple of years, he's the best point guard ever. I know, you know, that people are going to say Magic, different players, but players like that. But Curry is something that we have never seen before. He's the, you know, he's the best shooter ever. And he can do the other things that might be, you know, that might overshadow his shoot. I mean, it might be overshadowed by his shooting, but he does all the things. He can dribble, he can pass, he can do all those things. So, in my opinion, you know, he didn't change the whole game. And I think he's the best point guard ever.
So on top of that, like, as somebody who's not resting on his laurels, like, you're never satisfied. How impressed are you with the work that he's done this late in his career, the way he went into the weight room, the way he got so much stronger, the way he's kind of reinvented himself? Like, we know he can shoot it. We know what he can do. But clearly, despite all the success and everything he's already achieved, this guy's still not done. He's still hungry.
For sure. You can just tell he won it. You can tell he won it. He works on it. And it's guys like that. Like, it's just guys that just have it in them to keep working and keep grinding, not be satisfied, and want to be great, want to be, you know, considered a legend. And that's people that you can learn from. You can learn from in different sports, your own sport, that the guys that play a long time and are great and on top of the long time, they take care of their bodies. They continue to improve. You see LeBron playing almost 20 years and still being great. So that's just, you know, that's a testament to them and their work ethic.
It seems to me they take care of their body, but they honor their craft, right? They honor their craft. They never stop working on their craft. I mentioned off the very top that you're the co-owner of Branded Bespoke. Yesterday, Penn State players at Big Ten Media Days were in Branded Bespoke suits. How much pride was there for you to see that?
Man, that's great. You know, that's great. You know, that's something that, you know, that I'm proud of off the field, as far as, you know, we're getting going, getting more people in our suits, more people are seeing, you know, what we offer, as far as we can make anything custom towards a player, athletes, you know, anybody, you know what I'm saying, and high quality, you know, high service. So, it's just great that, you know, things that I'm being interested in off the field are doing well, you know, as well. So, you know, that was great to see.
That is great to see. He's coming off one of his best seasons ever, 93 tackles last year, one of three safeties, and I do love the stat, one of three safeties in the NFL with multiple INTs and 70-plus tackles in each of the last 4 years. Packers opening up at Minnesota September 11th. Adrian Amos, my guest. Adrian, appreciate you. Great to have you back. Thanks so much.
Hey, man, thank you for having me on.
Appreciate you. Always good to have you on. Always good to talk ball with you. All right, setting up hour number three, I've got Sonny Dykes. He's the head coach at TCU. That's coming up at 20 past, meaning top of the hour. Next segment is open. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. Also, some reaction that I'm looking for. Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome or email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. This guy says, Dear Jim, Blake went to San Antonio with the mindset to kill. I'm in San Antonio. And